No, yes, don't know. Yeah. Go ahead and follow her. He is so excited to come to children's ministry because he enjoys meeting other people. And yes, he's been asking me all day and this morning, when am I going to go? Where is it? Is it upstairs or is it downstairs? I just want to be ready. But it's good to be here. It's a joy always to share God's word. I'm not going to spend too much time with introductions. I think Paul did a great job. And I did get to know Paul a little bit a few months ago. We were playing basketball. And he has this unique weapon he uses. It's called a lot of sweat. So you just don't want to get near him, so you give him a lot of space to shoot the ball. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump in. I think Paul is saying that you guys are going through a little bit or disinterested in the topic of transformation. So today I get to preach one of my favorite passages in all of scriptures. I think this is someone framed this verse up for me when I got ordained about 6 years ago. So it's a verse that's very familiar to me. But let's go ahead and jump in and ask the Lord to help us. God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you that you love us and give us a love letter. And Father, we pray, Lord, as we look into your word, that we would behold your son, that we would see him more and more for who he is and what he's like and what he's done. And may we respond to him. Give us grace to respond to him, to enjoy him, to be satisfied in him, to build our lives around him individually and as a community here in the Newark area where it's awkward. We ask that you bless our time together. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The main question I want to ask all of us today is like, what makes you tick? What drives you? What motivates you? What stirs you? What lights your jets? What gets you going? What spurs you onward? And I'm going to throw up a few scenarios. And as I lay these scenarios before you, I want you to think about how are you motivated in these situations? If you are like under 18 and you're still a child in your house and your mom and dad says to do something, a chore, fix your bed, take out the garbage, inside your heart, what is going on? What's happening at that moment? Or maybe you're in the workplace and you're working there, and what's motivating you to do a good job, to work hard? There's only one or two motivations in both those categories. Or maybe at church, when you're called to serve, maybe called to love each other, or called to maybe witness, or maybe your leader may say, it's time to read your Bible. How are you best motivated to read the Bible? What, is it helpful if I stand and kind of ask you, did you read your Bible? Now, did you read your Bible yet? Man, it's been like a month. Have you read your Bible? Oh, no, it's been now a year. Have you even opened your Bible? Does that motivate you? Maybe, maybe not. Or maybe we take it to another category in the Christian faith, witnessing. When was the last time you witnessed to someone? I mean, do you know that the church exists, that we would witness to people, but you've not listened to anyone? Are you even a Christian? Is that, as you consider these three or these several examples, you could be motivated one of two ways. You could be motivated through fear. Fear of being looked down upon, fear of being condemned, fear of not succeeding, fear of getting disciplined or yelled at by your parents if you don't obey them, or you could be motivated in a whole totally different, more life-giving way. And this is the way I believe God would have us to be motivated in all spheres of life. And that other category is love. Not just whatever kind of love. There's a lot of different kinds of love out there. But love that we understand in the gospel. Love that is understood in the book of Romans. And actually throughout all the pages of scriptures. And I don't know about you, but if your heart is a little bit like mine, I have a fickle heart. I have a sinful heart. I have a deceptive heart that thinks it's doing well with the Lord, but oftentimes, maybe not. I don't know if you've ever served a mixed motivation. Like you're saying, yes, I'm serving the Lord, but also I want to look good at the same time. I want you to know that God has created you and me in His image. In Genesis 3, we see that Adam and Eve sinned, and then this image that God formed us in became a shattered image, broken. But ultimately, God's grand theme and big theme is that God created us to worship Him. And once Adam and Eve sinned and sin entered the world, and we're descendants of Adam and Eve's plight, both death, sin, and eternal punishment, Christ has been on mission. He's been on mission to redeem His people and redeem a people that would worship Him, that would enjoy Him, that would be satisfied in Him. So my hope for us today is that we would be satisfied, that we would have a single passion for Jesus Christ, that we would be motivated by the gospel in love, not fear, not pride, not our own human ambition. And to do this, we're going to look at four elements from the book of Romans in chapter 12, verse